Good morning. Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, summer goes quickly, and you often sit there and think at the end, well, why didn't I go and see that show? Well, this Saturday, the Berkshire Ramblers.
Hey, man, thank you for mentioning that. It's a benefit. We don't take any money. We have a great time. And it's going to be an annual reunion of an awful lot of people who want to meet up with us. It's some of the WAMC crowd, and we love doing it. It's an honor, of course, to the great Pete Seeger. We sing mostly his songs, and we have a great group that join us. So the Berkshire Ramblers on Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Guthrie Center, the historic church, which was honored in Alice's Restaurant, which Arlo bought and made into the institution that it is today. It's really terrific. And so we'll be there, and we hope that you'll be there too, everybody. We really want you to come out and support the Guthrie Church, because that's what this is all about.
8 o'clock Saturday night. Well, here's a column by Frank Bruni in the New York Times today, Alan. Donald Trump has worn us all out, and maybe our exhaustion spells his end?
Well, it may be. It may be. In the beginning, an awful lot of people, David, said, you know what, do we have to lose? He says he's going to be different. We want something different. We're sick and tired of the same old, same old. So we'll get this guy and he'll do great things. Well, it turns out he didn't do great things. It turns out he's a liar. Turns out that he's totally unpredictable. Turns out that there's rumblings of mental health problems within his administration and outside his administration. People who are in the administration, people who aren't anymore. So he is now a defined product, and it wasn't as promised. And as promised was something different that was going to really shake things up and be very productive. Turns out it's terrible. Every day there's something new. There's some kind of tweet. There's something that makes people shake their heads and say, this is not good for America, because our allies are opposed to us at this stage of the game. Now it's the concept of Russia. I have always believed that it certainly would appear that Trump is in Russia's pocket and Putin's pocket. It has appeared that way from the very beginning. And it gets even worse, because now the supposedly independent Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Barr, is supposed to be the last word in what's legal and not, is now putting on a $30,000 holiday party at a Trump hotel in Washington. Now, this is the guy, think about this, who's supposed to be watching out for the Constitution, including the Emoluments Clause, which is that nobody is allowed to make money from their presidency. And he is. And Barr is helping him. And he's the Attorney General of the United States. It's just extraordinary. You just move your head back and forth and say, can this really be happening?
And to be clear, he's paying out of his own pocket. That's the Attorney General.
Some think it's to curry favor with a boss. I don't. I think it's quite clear that this is just business as usual. The hell with the Emoluments Clause. We don't even believe in it.
Let's go to one of the presidential candidates, in fact, the former Vice President, Joe Biden. Racism in America is an institutional, quote, white man's problem visited on people of color. That's the Vice President yesterday arguing that the way to attack the issue is to defeat President Donald Trump and hold him responsible for deepening the nation's racial divide. And he was talking in front of black reporters.
Well, he certainly is right. We do know that Biden has done very well with black leaders and with black voters. There are those who can't understand it, but I think there are those who believe that Biden has been a solid force for black folks in America, and that they have rewarded him, at least in the contemporary polling up to now, with their support. Whether that changes is anybody's guess.
Well, take the land. This from the Washington Post. President Trump wants a border wall, and he wants it by Election Day.
So what he's doing is he's giving a fast track to the people who are building the wall. And he comes out and he says the most remarkable thing. He says, look, if you're going to break any rules or any laws here, don't worry, I'll pardon you. Excuse me? I'll pardon you? Now, when confronted with this, he says his newest line, which is the way he gets around any presidential pronouncement these days, is to say, oh, it was just a joke. No, Mr. President, you said it. You own it. It wasn't a joke. In the meantime, it doesn't stop there. Now he goes into Alaska and he opens up the Alaskan wild and says, you can log it. You can take this pristine area and you can American capitalism as you will. Now, in the meantime, we have Brazil, and we have a gigantic fire that's going on down there. The president says, we're going to log here. We're going to open up the Amazon. What are you talking about? And you guys are such a bunch of hypocrites. You do it all the time. Hello, here it is.
And that, as we keep hearing and seeing now everywhere, is affecting the climate.
It is. And here comes yet another hurricane. It's going to hit Puerto Rico, much the same way Maria did. You'll remember the sight of the president throwing paper products out into the crowd. That was his answer. He got very low marks for the way he handled Hurricane Maria. I don't know that there'll be any indication that it will be any different this time. He has certainly not told the truth about how much money the government has put into the Puerto Rican economy and to repairing the damage that was done by Maria. Wrong party, perhaps wrong skin color for this president. Not good. Not good at all.
And the administration keeps pushing to unburden the regulations, to take them away when it comes to things like greenhouse gases. And now we have 19 attorneys general from around the country backing an effort to oppose the change in those federal guidelines. It's seen as this key fight. I mean, burning of fossil fuels, greenhouse gases is where the cutting has to start.
That's right, David. And when we listened to our own Judith Enck on Fridays, who, of course, was the Region 2 administrator, including Puerto Rico, we know how dangerous this is. That's why, when you think about it, the judges who have been appointed, the Trump judges, become extremely important. If it goes to the Supreme Court, that will be extremely important. Yes, boss, how high do you want us to jump?
Political observer Alan Chartok joining us.